An everyday doomsayer in Sandwich Board abruptly walked away from what, over the last several days, had been his pitch by the gates of a museum. The sign on his front was an old-school prophecy of the end. The one bobbing on his back read, "Forget it." Inside, a man walked through the big hall, past a double stair and a giant skeleton, his steps loud on the marble. Stone animals watched him. "Right then," he kept saying. His name was Billy Harrow. He glanced at the great fabricated bones and nodded. It looked as if he was saying hello. It was a little after 11 on a morning in October. The room was filling up. A group waited for him by the entrance desk, eyeing each other with polite shyness. There were two men in their 20s with geek chic haircuts. A woman and man barely out of teens teased each other. She was obviously indulging him with this visit. There was an older couple and a father in his 30s holding his young son. "Look, that's a monkey," he said. He pointed at animals carved in vines on the museum pillars. "And you see that lizard?" The boy peeped. He looked at the bone Apatosaurus that Billy had seemed to greet. Or maybe, Billy thought, he was looking at the Glyptodon behind it. All the children had a favourite inhabitant of the Natural History Museum's first hall, and the Glyptodon, that half-globe armadillo giant, had been Billy's. Billy smiled at the woman who dispensed tickets, and the guard behind her. "This, then," he said. "Right then, everyone. Shall we do this thing?" He cleaned his glasses and blinked while he was doing it, replicating a look and motion an ex had once told him was adorable. He was a little shy of 30 and looked younger. He had freckles and not enough stubble to justify Bill. As he got older, Billy suspected, he would, DiCaprio-like, simply become like an increasingly wizened child. Billy's black hair was tousled in half-heartedly fashionable style. He wore a not-too-hopeless top, cheap jeans. When he had first started at the center, he had liked to think that he was unexpectedly cool-looking for such a job. Now he knew that he surprised no one, that no one expected scientists to look like scientists anymore. "So you're all here for the tour of the Darwin Center," he said. He was acting as if he thought they were present to investigate a whole research site, to look at the laboratories and offices, the filing, the cabinets of paperwork, rather than to see one and only one thing within the building. "I'm Billy," he said. "I'm a curator. What that means is I do a lot of the cataloguing and preserving, stuff like that. I've been here a while. When I first came here, I wanted to specialize in marine mollusks. Know what a mollusk is?" he asked the boy, who nodded and hid. "Snails, that's right." Mollusca had been the subject of his master's thesis. "All right, folks." He put his glasses on. "Follow me. This is a working environment, so please keep the noise down, and I beg you not to touch anything. We've got caustics, toxins, all manner of horrible stuff all over the place." One of the young men started to say, "When do we see..." Billy raised his hand. "Can I just..." he said. "Let me explain about what'll happen when we're in there." Billy had evolved his own pointless idiosuperstitions, according to one of which it was bad luck for anyone to speak the name of what they were all there for before they reached it. "I'm going to show you a bunch of the places we work," he said lamely. "Any questions you can ask me at the end. We're a little bit time-constrained. Let's get the tour done first." No curator or researcher was obliged to perform this guide work, but many did. Billy no longer grumbled when it was his turn. They went out and through the garden, approaching the Darwin with a building site on one side and the brick filigrees of the Natural History Museum on the other. "No photos, please," Billy said. He did not care if they obeyed. His obligation was to repeat the rule. "This building here opened in 2002, he said, "and you can see we're expanding. We'll have a new building in 2008. We've got 7 floors of wet specimens in the Darwin Center. That means stuff in formalin." Everyday hallways led to a stench. "Jesus," someone muttered. "Indeed," said Billy. "This is called the Dermasterium." Through interior windows, there were steel containers like little coffins. "This is where we clean up skeletons, get rid of all the gunk on them. Dermestes maculatus." A computer screen by the boxes was showing some disgusting, salty-looking fish being eaten by insect swarms.
"Ugh,"
someone said. "There's a camera in the box," said Billy. "Hide beetles is their English name. They go through everything, just leave bones behind." The boy grinned and tugged his father's hand. The rest of the group smiled, embarrassed. Flesh-eating bugs. Sometimes life really was a B-movie.